You are listening to IP Management Voice, your podcast about the world of IP and IP management. We talk about the smartest minds in the knowledge economy so that you can learn from them. If you want to know more, you can subscribe to our newsletter and research the latest topics on our content platform, Dplex, with the world's most important experts on IP and IP management. The content featured in today's episode on artificial intelligence and patent information comes from Stefan Brehm.
Welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep today into AI and patents, and we're really focusing on the insights of Stefan Brehm. He's a European patent attorney and also the CEO of Pradori.
Interesting guy.
Yeah, he really is. He recently had this conversation with Professor Alexander Wurzer for the CIPI IP business talks.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know if you've seen it.
But I haven't, no.
But it really got me thinking because he's arguing that the patent system is actually like a broken deal.
The broken deal, okay.
Where the public kind of misses out on truly benefiting from all of this amazing knowledge that's locked away in patents.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, so can AI be the key to unlock all this potential?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, you know, it makes you think.
Right.
Yeah, Brehm has been a patent searcher since 2011, so he's really seen this world firsthand.
Right.
He's got deep experience in all sorts of fields, mechanics, engineering, physics, chemistry, you name it.
Yeah, and he's really seen how hard it is to just navigate the complex language and the just massive databases of patent information.
Definitely. And then in 2018, he became a German and European patent attorney.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then co-founded Pradori back in 2017. So
he's been in this world for a while.
He's really seen it all.
He's really lived it. Yeah. So it's not just about finding the patents, though, right? It's about understanding what they actually say.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's where Brehm sees this huge opportunity for AI.
Yeah.
He thinks that large language models, you know, they're really well suited for processing and understanding that dense technical language that you find in patents.
Right.
It's not just about searching for keywords anymore. It's about AI helping us actually grasp those core concepts and the innovations within those documents.
Right. And think about it. Imagine if anyone, like from engineers to product managers, could easily understand like the essence of a patent.
Yeah.
Without needing a law degree or anything like that.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what Brehm's vision really is.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to give everyone in an organization the ability to work with this patent information, not just the patent experts.
Right. And he's really talking about like democratizing access to this knowledge, right?
Yeah. Making it easier for anyone to learn from past inventions and then build upon them.
And you know, that makes me think about his own journey, right?
Yeah.
Starting as a patent searcher in all these different fields, then becoming a patent attorney and co-founding Pradori, like, he's really lived this problem that he's now trying to solve with AI.
Yeah. His argument is that the current system really favors large companies.
Yeah.
Those with the resources to hire patent specialists while smaller players might miss out. You know?
Yeah.
He thinks AI can help level the playing field.
Right. And I think that that makes his argument for simple, intuitive AI tools that much more interesting. He wants these tools to be so user-friendly that anyone can pick them up and just start exploring the world of patents.
Yeah, and he makes this really vivid analogy to kind of explain the whole broken deal concept.
Okay, yeah.
So imagine a library filled with these incredible books, right?
Okay.
But they're all written in a language you don't understand.
Oh, okay.
That's essentially what the patent system is like for a lot of people today.
I see what you're saying. So the knowledge is there, but it's not accessible.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
And Brehm argues that AI can act as a translator, you know, break down the complex language and that technical jargon into something that anyone can understand.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of being intimidated by patents, people could actually engage with them, learn from them, and potentially build upon those ideas to create something new.
Exactly. And that's where the fixing the broken deal part comes in.
Uh-huh.
You know, by making this patent information more accessible, we could see a whole wave of new innovations that might have been missed otherwise.
It's almost like unlocking a hidden treasure trove of knowledge. But let's be realistic for a second.
Okay.
Patents are incredibly complex documents. Can AI really capture all those nuances and legal intricacies?
Good question. And I think Brehm acknowledges that AI isn't a magic bullet.
Okay.
He emphasizes a balanced approach.
Yeah. Where AI is augmenting human expertise and not replacing it.
Okay. So it's about AI and humans working together.
Right.
Each bringing their own strengths.
You got it. He envisions a future where AI helps us to quickly sift through these massive amounts of data.
Right.
Identify those relevant patents, extract key insights, but ultimately it's still up to humans to interpret those insights,
mm-hmm.
you know, make strategic decisions, and then apply that knowledge in a creative and ethical way.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's about leveraging the power of AI, but, you know, still recognizing the importance of human judgment and expertise.
Absolutely. But what about the potential downsides? Like,
right.
could making all of this information readily available through AI stifle originality?
Yeah. Will everyone just be copying each other's ideas?
Yeah. Brehm addresses that concern head on.
Okay.
He believes that while there's always a risk of copycats, true innovation goes beyond just replicating existing ideas. It's about understanding those underlying principles, identifying gaps in the market, and then combining existing knowledge in those new and creative ways.
So AI could actually be a catalyst for even greater creativity.
That's what he argues.
Okay.
He sees AI as a tool that can help us connect the dots, see things from different perspectives, and then come up with truly novel solutions. And he even uses this analogy of AI outperforming human fighter pilots in these simulated dogfights.
Wait, AI fighter pilots? That sounds like a sci-fi movie.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But the point he's making is that if AI can excel in an environment like that, so complex and high stakes,
yeah.
imagine what it could achieve in the realm of patent analysis.
So he's saying that AI could potentially uncover all these hidden connections and insights in patent data that humans might just miss.
Yeah.
It's about pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Exactly. And that's what makes this conversation so exciting. We're talking about AI not only democratizing access to knowledge,
yeah.
but potentially exceeding human capabilities in certain areas.
Okay, my mind is officially blown.
Yeah.
But let's take a step back for a moment.
Okay.
We've been talking a lot about the theoretical potential of AI.
Yeah.
What about the practical side of things? Are there any real-world examples of AI being used in the patent world today?
Absolutely. There's a whole ecosystem of AI-powered tools and platforms emerging right now.
Oh, wow.
Some of the big players like Google Patents are using AI to enhance their search capabilities and provide insights into patent trends.
So it's not just a futuristic concept.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
It's happened now.
And there are also companies like IP.com.
Oh, yeah.
That offer a whole suite of AI-driven tools for patent searching analytics and portfolio management.
Right. And we can't forget about Brehm's own company, Perdori.
Yeah.
They're developing these AI tools that are specifically designed to make patent information easier to understand and more accessible.
It's like he's putting his money where his mouth is.
He's walking the walk, right? And what's really interesting about Perdori's approach is this focus on visualizing those technical concepts that are in patents.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just reading through pages and pages of text,
yeah.
you might actually be able to see a 3D model
right.
or a diagram that helps you understand that invention more intuitively.
Exactly. It's about making patent information more engaging and easier to digest.
Right. And that's incredible.
Yeah.
It sounds like the patent world is on the cusp of a major transformation.
It really is. And I think Brehm is one of the pioneers leading this charge.
Yeah.
He's not just talking about the potential of AI. He's building those tools that are making this vision a reality.
That's so inspiring.
It is.
But, you know, let's get back to the average listener for a moment.
Okay.
How might all this impact someone who isn't a patent attorney or an inventor? Like, why should they care about AI and patents?
That's a great question. And the truth is, this patent information is relevant to everyone, even if you don't realize it. Patents are this treasure trove of knowledge about how things work and how problems have been solved in the past.
Right.
Imagine having access to that knowledge no matter what your field is or your industry is.
Yeah, give me some specific examples. Like, how could this knowledge be applied in different areas?
Okay, well, for starters, imagine you're a business owner and you're trying to develop a new product.
Mm-hmm.
AI could help you analyze patents to identify existing solutions in the market,
yeah.
uncover potential roadblocks, and even spark new ideas.
So instead of reinventing the wheel, you could learn from the successes and failures of others.
Exactly. Or imagine you're a researcher working on a groundbreaking new technology.
Right.
AI could help you identify relevant patents from seemingly unrelated fields,
mm-hmm.
potentially leading to unexpected collaborations and innovations.
I'm starting to see how this could be a game changer.
Yeah.
It's like opening up this whole new world of possibilities.
That's the beauty of it. AI can break down the barriers that have traditionally limited access to this patent information.
Yeah.
You know, it's about empowering everyone to learn from the past, to understand the present, and to shape the future of innovation.
Okay, but let's be realistic for a moment.
Okay.
We've talked about the potential benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But are there any risks or challenges we should be aware of when it comes to AI and patents?
Yeah, that's an important question to consider. Like any powerful technology, AI can be misused or misinterpreted.
Yeah. What are some of those limitations?
Well, for one thing, AI algorithms are only as good as the data they're trained on. Oh. So if the data is biased or incomplete, the AI's output is going to be flawed as well. You know, it's crucial to be aware of these potential biases and to interpret AI's findings with a critical eye.
So it's not about blindly trusting the machine, but using it as a tool to inform our own judgment.
You got it.
Another concern I've heard is about AI stifling innovation.
Mm.
If everyone has access to the same patent information,
yeah.
won't that lead to a lot of copycat products and just a lack of originality?
That's a valid concern, but I think it's important to remember that innovation is about more than just coming up with brand new ideas.
Okay.
It's also about improving existing ideas, combining different concepts, and finding new ways to apply existing knowledge.
So instead of seeing AI as a threat to innovation,
yeah. hmm.
we should see it as a catalyst for even greater creativity.
Precisely. AI can help us see the world in new ways, identify those unexpected connections, and push the boundaries of what's possible.
Okay.
It's like having a brainstorming partner that can access and process information on a scale we could never achieve on our own.
Yeah, that's a pretty exciting prospect.
It is.
But let's get back to Brem's point about the broken deal of the patent system.
Yeah.
How does AI help address that issue?
Well, it goes back to that idea of democratizing access to knowledge.
Okay.
If AI can make patent information more accessible and understandable, it can empower more people to learn from those inventions, to build upon them, and contribute to the progress of technology.
So it's about leveling the playing field and giving everyone a chance to participate in the innovation process.
Exactly. The current patent system often favors large companies and institutions that have the resources to navigate the complexities of patent law and research.
Right.
AI has the potential to break down those barriers and empower individuals and small businesses to compete on a more even playing field.
That's a really powerful vision.
It is. And it's worth noting that Brem is actually working towards that vision.
Okay.
You know, in his conversation with Professor Wurser, he doesn't just talk about these ideas in theory.
Uh-huh.
He also shares concrete examples of how Pradori is developing AI tools to address these challenges.
That's fantastic. He's not just talking the talk.
No, he's walking the walk.
He's walking the walk.
And that's what makes his perspective so compelling. He's a practitioner who's really deeply engaged in this field, pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI and patents.
It sounds like he's truly passionate about making a difference.
He definitely is. And that passion comes through in his discussion with Professor Wurser. You can tell he's not just interested in the technical aspects of AI. He's also deeply concerned about the broader societal impact of this technology and how it can be used to create a more equitable and innovative future.
That's really inspiring.
It is.
But let's get back to the practical side of things for a moment.
Okay.
We've talked about all these potential benefits of AI in the patent world.
Mm-hmm.
But are there any potential downsides we should be aware of? I mean, it's not all sunshine and roses, right?
You're right. As with any powerful technology, there are always potential downsides to consider. And one concern that often comes up is the risk of AI perpetuating existing biases.
Can you elaborate on that? How could AI be biased in the patent world?
Well, AI algorithms are trained on these massive data sets of information.
Right.
And if those data sets contain biases, the AI system is going to learn and amplify those biases.
So, for example, if historical patent data reflects a bias against women inventors
yeah.
or inventors from certain countries,
mm-hmm.
the AI system might unintentionally perpetuate those biases.
Exactly. And that's a real concern, especially when we're talking about using AI to make decisions about patent grants infringement or even investment in new technologies.
So it's important to be aware of these potential biases
yeah.
and to work towards developing AI systems that are as fair and unbiased as possible.
Absolutely. We need to be very intentional about the data we use to train AI systems.
Yeah.
And we need to constantly monitor their output to make sure that they're not perpetuating harmful biases.
That's a crucial point.
It is.
We can't just blindly trust the technology.
Right.
We need to be aware of its limitations and potential pitfalls.
Exactly. And I think Brem is very aware of those challenges.
Okay.
He emphasizes the importance of human oversight and critical thinking when it comes to using AI in the patent world.
Yeah.
He's not advocating for replacing humans with machines. He's advocating for finding the right balance between human expertise and AI capabilities.
That makes a lot of sense. It's about leveraging the power of AI while recognizing the importance of human judgment and ethics.
Absolutely. But what about the potential impact on creativity?
Right.
Could making all this information readily available through AI stifle originality? Will everyone just be copying each other's ideas?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Brehm believes that while there's always a risk of copycats, true innovation goes beyond simply replicating existing ideas.
Okay.
It's about understanding the underlying principles, identifying gaps in the market, and combining existing knowledge in new and creative ways.
So AI could actually be a catalyst for even greater creativity?
That's exactly what he argues. He sees AI as a tool that can help us connect the dots, see things from different perspectives, and come up with truly novel solutions.
Okay, so we've talked about the potential benefits and the risks of AI in the patent world.
Mm.
But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about the human element in all of this.
Okay.
We've talked about the potential for AI to automate certain tasks in the patent world.
Right.
But where do humans still play a critical role?
Humans are still essential for tasks that require creativity, critical thinking, strategic decision making, and empathy.
Okay.
AI can help us analyze data, identify trends, and surface potential insights, but it's still up to humans to interpret those insights, make judgments, and apply that knowledge to real-world problems in a way that considers ethical and societal implications.
So it's all about finding the right balance between human intelligence and artificial intelligence.
Exactly. AI can augment our capabilities and help us do things more efficiently and effectively.
Right.
But it can't replace the uniquely human qualities that drive innovation and progress.
Can you give us some specific examples of where human expertise is still essential in the patent world?
Sure. For example, when it comes to drafting patent applications,
mm-hmm.
humans are still needed to craft those clear, concise, and legally sound claims that accurately protect the invention.
Okay.
AI can assist with this process by suggesting relevant language or identifying potential pitfalls.
Mm.
But ultimately, it's up to the human patent attorney to ensure that the application meets all the legal requirements and accurately reflects the inventor's intentions.
So AI is like a helpful assistant. But the human attorney is still the captain of the ship.
Exactly. And when it comes to evaluating the patentability of an invention, human judgment is still paramount. AI can analyze existing patents and identify potential prior art.
Okay.
But it's up to the human patent examiner to assess the novelty and inventiveness of the claimed invention, taking into account the nuances of patent law and the specific context of the technology.
So there's still a need for human expertise to make those complex legal and technical judgments.
Absolutely. And when it comes to patent litigation,
okay.
human lawyers are still needed to develop legal strategies, argue cases in court, and negotiate settlements.
Right.
AI can help with legal research and analysis,
mm-hmm.
but it can't replace the human element of persuasion, strategic thinking, and understanding the emotional nuances of a legal battle.
Mm. So AI is transforming the legal landscape,
yeah.
but it's not making human lawyers obsolete anytime soon.
Not at all. In fact, I think AI will actually create new opportunities for lawyers who are skilled at working with these technologies, interpreting their output and applying that knowledge to complex legal challenges.
It sounds like the legal profession is going through an exciting period of evolution, much like the world of innovation itself.
It definitely is, and I think it's a positive development overall.
Yeah.
By automating routine tasks, providing access to more information, and offering new tools for analysis and prediction, AI can free up lawyers to focus on higher level tasks that require human judgment, creativity, and empathy.
I like that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about replacing humans.
No.
It's about empowering us to work smarter, not harder.
Exactly. And I think that's a theme that runs throughout our discussion of AI and patents.
Yeah.
It's not about humans versus machines. It's about finding ways for humans and machines to work together to achieve amazing things.
Now, that's a thought worth holding on to.
It is.
So we're back. And one thing that really stuck with me from Brehm's conversation is this idea of AI personalizing the patent experience.
Yeah, it goes beyond just making information accessible, right? It's about tailoring that information to your specific needs.
Yeah, exactly. It's like having a personal AI assistant that understands your goals and can point you to the most relevant patents.
Right. And think about it right now. Most patent databases are just these giant warehouses filled with millions of documents.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, even for experts to go through all that information and find what they're looking for.
So instead of getting lost in this sea of data, Brehm's suggesting that AI could act like a filter.
Yeah.
Curating that most relevant information for each user.
Exactly. He envisions a system where the AI actually learns your preferences.
Oh, wow.
Understands your area of expertise and can even anticipate your needs.
It's like having your own personal patent librarian.
Right.
Who knows exactly which books to pull off the shelf.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get back to Brehm's company, Perdoria, for a second.
Okay.
We talked earlier about how they're developing AI tools for visualizing technical concepts and patents. Can you give us some more details about that?
Sure. So one of the things that Perdoria is working on is using AI to actually generate 3D models and diagrams from patent descriptions.
Oh, wow.
Imagine being able to see like a virtual representation of the invention you're reading about.
Yeah.
Instead of just trying to figure it out from text and 2D drawings.
That would be incredible. It would make it so much easier to understand how the invention actually works.
Exactly. And it's not just about making the information easier to understand. It's also about making it more engaging and even fun to explore.
Yeah.
Brehm thinks that by making patent information more visually appealing, we can inspire more people to dive into this world and discover all the amazing innovations that are out there.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's about sparking curiosity and getting people excited about technology.
Exactly. And I think that's something that's often missing in the way patents are presented today. They're seen as these dry legal documents that are only accessible to a select few.
Right.
Brehm wants to change that perception and make patents a source of inspiration for everyone.
I love that vision.
Yeah.
But let's be realistic.
Okay.
Developing these AI tools must be really complex.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges that Perdoria's facing?
One of the biggest challenges is just the sheer volume and complexity of patent data.
Right.
Millions of documents, each with its own structure and language.
Yeah, so it's not just about training an AI on a few sample patents.
No.
It's about creating a system that can handle the scale and diversity of the entire patent landscape.
Exactly. And that requires a lot of sophisticated data processing, natural language processing, machine learning techniques.
It sounds like they're really pushing the boundaries.
They are.
Of what's possible with AI.
Mm-hmm.
What other challenges are they running into?
Well, another challenge is making sure that the AI tools are accurate and reliable.
Right.
Patents are legal documents, so any mistakes or misinterpretations could have serious consequences.
So it's not just about creating cool visualizations or making the information accessible.
Yeah.
It's also about making sure that the AI is interpreting the patents correctly.
Yeah.
And providing users with reliable information.
Exactly. And that requires a lot of rigorous testing and validation.
Right.
To make sure the AI is up to the task.
It sounds like a lot of responsibility.
Oh, definitely.
Comes with developing these AI tools for the patent world.
Yeah. And I think Brehm and his team at Perdoria are very aware of that responsibility.
Okay.
They're not just trying to build a successful business.
Right.
They're trying to make a positive impact on the world by making innovation more accessible and equitable.
Okay. So we've talked about the potential benefits, the risks and the technical challenges of AI in the patent world.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, what are some of the broader societal implications of all of this?
Mm-hmm.
How might AI reshape how we think about innovation and knowledge in the years to come?
That's a really important question. And honestly, I think we're just starting to figure that out. As AI becomes more sophisticated and integrated into our lives, it's going to challenge our existing notions of creativity, ownership, and even the very nature of knowledge itself.
Wow, those are some big ideas.
Mm.
Can you unpack that a little bit? What do you mean by challenging our existing notions of creativity and ownership?
Well, for starters, if AI can help us generate new ideas and inventions,
yeah,
it raises questions about who owns those ideas.
Right.
Is it the AI developer, the user who's interacting with the AI, or is it something that's shared more collectively?
It's like AI is blurring the lines of authorship.
Exactly. And when it comes to creativity, if AI can generate art music or even scientific discoveries, does that diminish the value of human creativity?
Right.
Or does it just expand the possibilities of what we can create together?
These are questions that have been around for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
But AI is bringing them into focus in a whole new way.
It really is. And I think it's important to have these conversations now while AI is still in its early stages of development. We need to think critically about the ethical and societal implications of this technology and make sure that it's used in a way that benefits humanity as a whole.
It's not just about the technology itself.
No.
It's about how we choose to use it and how we shape its development.
Exactly. And I think Brehm's vision for a more democratized and accessible patent system is a great example of how AI can be used to create a more equitable and innovative future.
It's a reminder that we have a choice in how we develop and deploy these powerful technologies.
Yeah.
We can choose to use them to concentrate wealth and power in the hands of a few, or we can use them to empower individuals and communities around the world.
That's a powerful way to put it.
Yeah.
And I think it's a choice that we need to make consciously and deliberately, because the decisions we make today will have a huge impact on the world of tomorrow.
Also, speaking of shaping the future, one thing that really stuck with me about Brehm's discussion is his optimism.
Yeah.
About AI being able to accelerate the pace of innovation. He seems to think that we're on the cusp of this new era of technological progress, driven in part by AI.
He's definitely got a positive outlook.
Yeah.
And I think his optimism is contagious. It's hard not to get excited about the possibilities when you hear him talk about how AI can help us solve some of the world's biggest problems.
Can you give us some specific examples of how AI might be used to address global challenges like climate change, disease, or poverty?
Absolutely. So when it comes to climate change,
AI
is already being used to analyze vast amounts of data about weather patterns, energy consumption, and environmental impact.
Okay.
And this information can help us develop more efficient and sustainable energy sources, reduce carbon emissions, and mitigate the effects of climate change.
So AI can help us understand the problem better and develop more effective solutions.
Exactly. And in medicine, AI is being used to develop new drugs and therapies, diagnose diseases more accurately, and even personalize treatment plans for individual patients.
That's incredible.
Yeah, this could revolutionize healthcare and improve the lives of millions of people around the world.
What about poverty? How might AI be used to address that?
AI can be used to analyze economic data, identify patterns of poverty and inequality, and develop targeted interventions to address those issues.
Okay.
It can also create new educational opportunities, improve access to financial services, and empower individuals and communities to lift themselves out of poverty.
It sounds like AI has the potential to be a powerful tool for social good as well as for technological innovation.
I agree, but it's important to remember that AI is not a silver bullet.
Right.
It's a tool.
Yeah.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
Right.
It's up to us as a society to make sure that it's developed and used in a way that benefits everyone, not just a select few.
That's a crucial point. We need to be mindful of the ethical implications of AI and make sure it's used responsibly and for the greater good.
Definitely. But Brehm also talked about AI empowering individuals, right? Not just as consumers, but as active participants in the innovation process.
Exactly. He sees a future where AI tools are so easy to use that anyone can use them to explore their own ideas, protect their inventions, and even launch their own businesses.
Yeah. So it's not just about big corporations or research institutions driving innovation.
Right.
It's about empowering individuals to be creators and innovators themselves.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the most exciting parts of this whole conversation.
Mm-hmm.
AI has the potential to democratize innovation and make it more accessible to everyone.
Leveling the playing field and giving everyone a chance to contribute their unique talents and perspectives.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, and I think it's a vision worth striving for.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, we've covered a lot in this deep dive.
We have.
We've explored the potential benefits, the risks and challenges, and the philosophical and societal implications of AI in the patent world. We've also talked about some of the ways that companies like Google Patents, IP.com, and Perdori are using AI to make patent information more accessible, understandable, and actionable. And we've discussed how AI can accelerate innovation and empower individuals to be more equitable.
It's been a fascinating conversation.
It really has, and I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about.
Definitely.
But before we get to our final thoughts, there's one more point I want to bring up. Brehm mentioned AI, actually using AI in the context of patents. Can you talk more about what do you mean by that?
Sure. One of the things Brehm's really excited about is the potential for AI to not only analyze patent data, but also use that data to train other AI systems.
Oh, wow.
Think about it. AI can process information so much faster than humans can.
So we could use AI to essentially bootstrap the development of even more sophisticated AI systems.
Exactly. Like AI is giving birth to even more powerful AI.
Right. And what does that mean for patent analysis?
Well, imagine an AI system that can not only understand the technical language of patents, but can also identify patterns and connections that human analysts might miss.
It's like AI is taking us to a whole new level of understanding.
Precisely. And that's why Brehm is so excited about this idea. He thinks it has the potential to unlock a whole new level of innovation and problem solving.
It's like we're at the very beginning of an exponential curve of AI-driven innovation.
It definitely feels that way.
Yeah.
And I think Brim's insights give us a valuable roadmap for navigating this exciting but uncharted territory.
I agree. His technical expertise, practical experience, and visionary thinking are really inspiring.
Yeah, he's definitely someone to watch in this space.
Absolutely. Okay, so as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a question.
Okay.
If AI can truly unlock the potential of patent information, making this vast library of knowledge accessible to anyone, what could you achieve?
Mm-hmm.
What problems could you solve? What innovations could you bring to the world?
It's a question that goes beyond specific industries or fields of expertise.
Yeah.
It's about the power of human imagination and the potential for each of us to make a difference.
Think about your own passions, your own skills, your own unique perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine combining those with the insights and knowledge contained within millions of patents.
Mm-hmm. The possibilities are endless.
So we're back. And,
yeah.
You know, this conversation has really been eye-opening for me. All these possibilities at the intersection of AI and patents, just incredible.
Yeah. And Brim's insights have really given us a lot to think about. You know, he's not just talking about making small improvements to the patent system.
Yeah.
It's a much bigger vision. You know, he's envisioning a fundamental shift in how we create, share, and use knowledge.
Yeah. And I think that his core message is about empowerment, right?
Mm-hmm.
He believes that AI can help us get rid of all those barriers that have prevented people from accessing information.
Yeah.
And give everyone a chance to participate in the innovation process.
That's a really powerful message, and it resonates with me. The idea that anyone, no matter what their background or resources, could have access to the tools and the knowledge to turn their ideas into something real is truly inspiring.
I agree. It's like we're on the verge of this new era of democratized innovation where everyone's ingenuity can be unleashed in ways we've never seen before.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder what kinds of breakthroughs we'll see in the coming years as AI becomes more integrated into patents and the innovation process.
That's the question I want to leave our listeners with today. If AI can unlock the potential of all this patent information and make this vast library of knowledge available to everyone, what could you achieve? What problems could you solve? What innovations could you bring to the world?
That's a question we each need to answer for ourselves. The possibilities are truly limitless.
And as we wrap up this episode, I want to thank you for joining us on this journey into the world of AI and patents. We've covered a lot today, from the technical details to the bigger implications. But I hope you're leaving feeling inspired and empowered to explore the potential of AI and to use your own talents to shape the future of innovation.
It's been a pleasure diving deep with you, and I can't wait to see what amazing innovations come from this intersection of technology and human ingenuity.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time for another exploration into the depths of knowledge.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform Deeplex, please get in contact and let us know.